Hey, sweetie, have you seen my sneakers?
Yeah, you were wearing them yesterday.
It's so helpful, I can't tell you.
Who was that 7:30 in the morning?
Somebody selling something.
Well, whatever it is, I don't want it. I want you!
Belden, hit it!
Honey, do we have any change?
Stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm mad about you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you. Woo-hoo.
Listen, that was very, very entertaining. You're a very talented guy. I don't mean to be rude, but who are you and why are you dancing in my home?
I'm Freddie Statler. May I come in?
I don't think so.
Well, Mr. Buckman, if I may, Paul.
Yeah, yes?
I saw some of your work. I think you're one of the great young filmmakers of your generation.
Well, why don't you come in?
Hi, Murray. Hi, what a sweet doggy. Belden, in. Bone for the dog. Move it when I call.
How do you know my dog's name?
I make it my business to know the business of anyone I'm going to be in business with.
Hi, what's going on?
Ah, the lovely Jamie. It certainly is wonderful to finally meet you.
Yes, it sure is. Who is this?
Freddie.
This is Freddie.
Freddie Statler.
Freddie Statler and his faithful companion, Belden.
Belden, move it. Bagels for the Buckmans. Why don't you sit right down, Jamie? Paul, sit right down there. There we are. Bagels for the Buckmans. I brought you the sesame kind that I know you like. There you are, Paul.
Right.
How about you, Jamie? You'd rather not. What's wrong?
No, nothing. I'm just having cereal.
Cereal. Make a note of that. She prefers cereal. We call it Battle Creek. Okay. This is the deal. I've been looking at film. Hundreds and hundreds of feet of film. I mean, until it was coming out of my hood. I've never seen it. In my life, I've never seen such garbage. Direct on toast. The worst footage. But then I saw his film, and I said, aha, that's genius.
Excuse me.
Honey, the man is talking, yes.
And I made billions of dollars spotting genius while the rest of the world was still searching. That's why I am Freddie Statler. Oh, don't jump up on me like that.
So, I don't try to understand it. So you want me to do a film for you?
Yes, for me, with me, about me.
I don't understand.
Excuse me, you may be a millionaire.
Millionaire? But... No, that was years ago. It's repeat after me, Bill.
Bill.
Billion.
Billion.
Billionaire.
But I'm in PR and I've never heard of you.
That's because I spend big bucks to keep my name out of the papers.
All right, so then why would you want to film?
Because a statue takes too long.
Oh, honey, they're back.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how you kids live this way. This is incredible.
Who is this guy?
It's Freddie Statler, the billionaire.
You've heard of him?
I have now.
Hello, Sid. I'm at 5th and 12th having a meeting and I can't hear myself think. Thank you, Sid. Now, I'm prepared to pay you double what you got for your last job.
He made $6,000.
He made $3,000. I love her.
That was for PBS. His fees are usually much higher.
I see. But I am being rude discussing money with an artist the likes of Paul. I would like to talk to your agent.
Well, listen, I don't have an agent.
Well, let me handle that. I'll get you one.
Well, here's the thing.
Hello, Ovitz. Freddie, I know it's 3 hours early, but I got to talk to you about a very bright young guy. Belden, move it. I'll be calling!
What was that?
That was opportunity knocking.
The man is a lunatic.
He's a hell of a little dancer. I'll tell you something. I like him.
You are incredible. Some total nut gives you one compliment. Suddenly he's having breakfast with us. We should be calling the police.
Yes, that's what we should be doing. Hello, police. Yes, a man just came into my house, and he tap danced, and he brought me bagels, and he called me a genius. Yeah, thank you. They're on their way.
No. The job that's open is for an editor only. You know, you wouldn't be doing any directing. Because I'm the director. It is so fair. Listen, hold on. Hey, Connie! Connie, why aren't you answering the phones?
Because I was off taking care of things.
What things?
Thing? I made this questionnaire, but the guy outside wouldn't answer all the questions.
Name, address, favorite soup?
See, for lunch orders, if he's a mushroom barley like you, then it's gonna make my life a whole lot easier.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you what then, Connie. Since he's already here, have the guy come in, okay. and then please answer the phones.
Well, I put the machine on.
That's close enough. What does it say, Merman?
Merman.
Merman?
Eddie Merman. But you can call me Warren.
Warren. How you doing, Warren? Paul Buckman. Have a seat. I see here you wouldn't disclose your soup preference.
I love all soups.
Do you have any pets?
What do you need?
Because if you do get a pet, don't use a flea collar. They're toxic. Did you ever see a dachshund with nerve damage?
Once in Berlin.
Okay, Connie, thank you. Thank you.
Do you think she'd date me?
Very possibly. Let me ask you, don't you find her a little annoying?
Yes.
Wow. So you worked with CNN. Was that fun?
Look, I didn't come here to be interrogated.
Fair enough. You got some very impressive credits here. Seriously, is this all true?
A lot of it's true.
I'll tell you why I need you. I've been offered this project. I think I may do it. This very weird guy, this guy named Freddie Stadler.
The billionaire?
How do you know that?
Because of the amount of money he has.
Well, that makes sense, sure.
There's a delivery from a Mr. Stadler.
I can't believe this. I can't believe... The man bought me Ringo's drums.
No, we'll never get back together again. I have a bad feeling about this.
Pay no attention to the man behind the desk. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
How are you? Did you get my gift?
Oh, that was unbelievable. How did you know?
Sylvia told me that you're a big Beatles fan.
My mother will talk to anybody.
She talked to me for 40 minutes.
Tell me about it, right?
Hey, let's get going with the movie.
Great.
Okay? Bang!
Great, now maybe we'll be able to hear him.
Oh, you have your own bell then.
This is my new editor and cameraman, Warren Merman.
Mr. Mimamin. Mamamin Manoma. Mammy. Minimum. Minimum or Mamie. Hi.
Why don't you just call me Warren?
Marvin?
Warren.
Gotcha, okay. Why are you so glum? Would you like a cookie? Have a cookie. Maybe we should just sneak up on it. little cookie on a side and another piece of cookie on that side. Now we'll put a piece of cookie in the middle. Now you got all three sides. Squash them around. Does this man know he's alive?
Freddie, why don't we get started, all right? He'll get
set up. Okay, lights, camera, action.
Yeah, well, we don't got to say that. We just.
Oh, but I love that, Paul.
What?
I really would love to say that just one time. Oh, please, one time. Please, Paul, one time.
You want to say it? Sure, go ahead and
say it.
Okay. Makes you happy to say it?
Lights, camera, action!
Good. All right, Freddie. It's going to be a really, really long day. Okay. So walk us through it. This is where it happens, right?
This is your office. This is the whole operation here. Excuse me.
Sure.
Konnichiwa. Bitte schön. Nicht zu verheiden, mach Leute. Alle men got your stubborn.
I don't do subtitles.
Kondo ahidi obobom.
Did you get all that?
No, he was moving too fast.
All right, forget. You know what? Freddie, come here. Why don't we try this? We got the. Let's I want to go for the other side of you. Let's get to know the introspective side.
The quiet.
Right.
Like somber.
Reflective.
Mature.
Serious.
Talking politely.
Exactly.
Sitting nicely.
Right.
Like a baby soft.
We'll try that.
I could do that.
There you go.
Like a baby soft.
Sitting nicely, talking polite.
Go with him.
How do you like the job so far?
What do you mean, smoke?
Smoke? I'm telling you, the man had pillars of smoke coming up from his chair.
On purpose?
Apparently so. And he plays the kazoo.
That's not dry.
Sure, I just dried it.
Honey, it's dripping wet.
Because the towel is wet. I dried it, but I dried it with wet.
Hence the wetness.
You know, if you let me use the dishwasher, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Come on, for two plates?
It's always gonna be two plates.
Unless we have kids or a party.
You really think it's right to bring a child into the world just to use an appliance? My God.
I'm not drying. He plays the kazoo.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. He just does. I'm telling you, he's a really neat guy.
I'm concerned about you.
What?
Because the guy gives you a couple of compliments, buys you a drum set, suddenly he's your best friend?
Yeah, you're right, honey. I shouldn't put up with this anymore.
Do I have a surprise for you kids? Belden, in. Follow the sound of my voice. Move it. Move it. Hold it there, Belden. Belden unveiling.
Oh, my God. What is this for?
It's for my new friend and his pretty lady!
It's incredible.
It's crooked. There we go.
Are you telling me that this is an actual Da Vinci?
If it isn't, the Pope ripped me off.
You are the sweetest, most generous man I've ever met.
A man gives you one Da Vinci, suddenly he's your best friend? You know what we should do with this footage? You know what, miss? That's really quite enough with the massaging.
But Mr. Stadler insists he wants you to be without stress.
Well, that will never happen, but thank you just the same.
Yeah. You make me very tense.
Do you think she would date me?
Don't you think she's a little rough?
Yes, I do.
I'm not ready yet.
What am I watching here?
This is the waving montage.
I love the camera, and the camera loves me.
I can't believe you let him lick your eye.
I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
I truly don't know what we have here.
And we have 40 reels of it.
So basically, we have 20-hour days, we have miles of unusable film, and we have no life of our own anymore. On the upside, last night, I had a baked Alaska in Alaska.
Freddie is very generous.
Hey, what'd he give you?
An autographed Bible.
Wow, man, he knows everybody.
Hi, Mrs. Buckman.
Hi.
Would you mind turning down your stereo? We've had a few calls.
That's okay, Eddie. We're through. Thanks Great again, Luciano. Jamie.
Arrivederci.
Good night, Eddie. God, that was great.
Did I tell you? Did that kid have a set of pipes on him?
You know, Freddie, it would not have been a big trouble for us to take a cab uptown.
No, I don't like the Met, Paul. They don't let you sing along, and they're always shushing.
Oh, this was just terrific. I can't believe I didn't even have to wait to the intermission to go to the John. I can't believe that he could hold that one note the whole time I was peeing.
You've really been too generous. I think Wednesday night was my favorite. I can't believe we had the entire Rainbow Room all to ourselves. God.
You kids deserved it.
You should have come with us.
Nah. I can't dance.
You can't dance? Come on, I've seen you with a whole... Very impressive.
No, solo is okay, but holding is not the best.
Oh, come on. I bet you're a wonderful dancer.
I don't know.
Come on.
Scripps and I were happy.
Belden.
No, not Belden. You.
Well, I'll try. Look at me, Paul. I'm dancing.
Yeah, I see.
Of course you are.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. Hey, Paul, it's your turn.
All righty.
Do you mind if I lead? No, I'm only teasing. Go on. That's so nice.
Too.
It's been a busy week.
Really? Oh, I was working really hard on your film today.
What film, Paul?
Your film.
You're still working on that?
I thought I was, yes.
Good for you. I like a man with an attention span.
Well, yeah, you should really come down and see it.
I was there.
Well, and what was the point of the whole thing?
We had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And thanks again for another wonderful night.
Thank you, Jamie.
It was great. It really was a terrific night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what else to say. I just...
Maybe we should straighten up.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Hey, I can help you out.
No, please. It's fine.
I love about the two of you? How well you work together.
Yes.
That's the most wonderful thing is that the two of you are in sync. I mean, I'm talking about in sync. Two people like a Swiss army clock. That's something I never could understand. Why did the Swiss have an army?
You know what? Let's do the dishes tomorrow.
Do them in the morning. Absolutely.
Who needs dishes at night is what I always say.
Aren't you tired, Freddie?
No, I don't sleep.
You know, Freddie, see, the thing is, We kind of do.
Honey.
Well, okay, now he knows. All right, if it's out in the open, I'm not ashamed of it. Yes, we sleep. Okay?
Freddie, he doesn't mean to be rude, really.
No, I'm not being rude. I'm just, you know, I'm just
You're
trying to...
You're being honest.
I'm being honest.
Okay, if he's being honest, let me be honest also. I mean, I rearranged my life for you two people because I wanted to be friends with you.
We are friends.
Of course we are.
Yeah, you're boring friends. All you want to do is sleep. I just don't want to sleep, and I'm not going to sleep.
You don't have to sleep.
I mean, why do I have to sleep? Because you have to sleep.
You don't have to. Whatever.
Well,
you
I'm
want.
Not going to sleep. And when you get up tomorrow morning, don't call me, okay? I mean, I don't need this. Come on, Belden, move it.
Freddie.
God, you hurt his feelings. You're so mean.
How am I mean? I'm just tired.
Well, I'm going to talk to him.
Are we still on for tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
we are.
Sure.
Breakfast?
Great.
Breakfast.
Okay, now, after breakfast...
Freddie, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That is... One peppy guy. He's like a force of nature.
We've got to get him a date. How about your Aunt Selma?
Forget it. Selma, will she chew him up, spit him out?
Maybe you're right.
Oh, man. Oh. Listen to that.
What?
Nothing. It's just quiet.
Oh, you're right. It's so nice. You know, Freddie's sweet, but it's nice having just us again.
Yes, it is. Hmm. You know what I love about you?
What?
You are one beautiful
lady!